It's a sweltering day outside the George Allen Senior Courts building in Dallas. Mark Wilson doesn't seem to mind, despite his dress shirt and dark suit pants. He just left a meeting with the mother of his 14-year-old son, a sit-down with their child support counselor. It was decided that Wilson wouldn't have to pay the child support that stacked up while he was in prison.
They gave me 7 years credit, which came out to about $43,000, $44,000.
Wilson's relieved because his finances are stretched very thin these days. When he was convicted of drug trafficking, his house was foreclosed on, and he spent his $20,000 in savings on his criminal defense. Before prison, he made nearly $90,000 a year as a nurse. Then the state revoked his license. Now he installs cable lines at construction sites and earns less than a third of his nursing salary. Wilson has mixed feelings about the forgiven child support. The financial burden of that $44,000 debt might have crushed him. Now what weighs on him is the guilt of not paying.
That's what I should have been paying, and his situation, his life would have been a lot better if I was making the money that I was and being able to make that amount, that payment.
Wilson isn't leaving this meeting with zero child support debt. He still owes interest on his arrears, even what was forgiven. That works out to $10,000. Since he got out of prison in March, he's been making payments, but he could only pay part of what was due each month, because until now, the amount owed was based on his old nurse's salary, which was much higher than what he's earning now. That post-prison debt plus all the interest comes out to $16,000. Now he'll have to chip away at that, while also handing over 20% of his take-home pay to keep current.
It's a little tough, but it's okay compared to what I was going to have to pay, so I'm okay with it. And I know that, you know, I'm supposed to do my part to help my son anyway.
Wilson is confident that he can keep up with what he owes now. But if the payment had been set higher, or those 7 years of debt hadn't been forgiven, it would be a different story. People who don't pay child support can be arrested. In that case, the child loses, the ex-partner loses, and so does the person headed to jail.
Nobody wins there either, because you still can't pay, and now you're incarcerated and you lose the job that you had with the minimum amount of money that you were making. So nobody wins.
Child support isn't the only debt that can haunt someone after leaving prison. Sometimes it's as simple as owing money to loved ones.
So you can go however many years you're in there, and there's nothing at all that you can do to accumulate any assets or any wealth. So when you get out, of course, you're dependent upon family or friends or whatever social services are still available to you.
Jorge Reynaud works with Latino Justice, a national nonprofit focused on including Latinx voices in the conversation around criminal justice reform. He was also incarcerated for robbery for a total of 27 years. He knows how expensive prison is and how that eats into the savings of loved ones on the outside. Whether it's putting money in a commissary account for food, extra clothes, and phone calls, or having to plan a visit that requires time off from work, several tanks of gas, even a hotel stay.
They probably don't have assets, but what they do is deplete their savings quite a bit. You hear some horror stories around that. There's been entire communities, entire neighborhoods comprised of people of color who have had generations of men who've been incarcerated, and thus has kept those communities in states of perpetual poverty.
Reynaud says he went into prison with no real assets. He came out with less.
If you're going and say, like I did at 19 years old, of course I didn't have anything. I had a little rattletrap car that my brother ended up taking. I got out, I didn't have anything to build on.
And that's what is so difficult for Mark Wilson to reconcile. He had something to build on, past tense. And if he'd never driven drugs across state lines, he'd still be building.
I was on the right path to gaining wealth, you know, and I had wealth, you know, so, I mean, the mistakes going to prison, that was my fault and my actions alone. I mean, what else can you do?
Not much, he says, but put one foot in front of the other and save $1 at a time. I'm Courtney Collins in Dallas.